Several days a week, local organizations offer meals to the homeless living on the streets of Fort Lauderdale. But if the proposed ordinance is passed, these food providers will have to follow stricter protocol. They won't be able to serve food less than 500 feet away from residential buildings and will have to provide hand washing and toilet facilities like porta potties. Arnold Abbott has been feeding the homeless for 23 years with his organization Love Thy Neighbor. He says the proposed restrictions will be really hard for organizations to comply with and is another example of the city's unreasonable approach to homelessness.
They can't just run roughshod over the homeless as they've been doing. They're trying to rid Fort Lauderdale of all the homeless inhabitants. That's their aim. No question about it. It's a hard time.
But Lee Feldman, Fort Lauderdale city manager, says it's not about criminalizing the homeless. Instead, it's about protecting them.
It's important for the public safety, including the safety of homeless individuals as well as the people who are serving them, to make sure that when they are receiving social services such as food, that they're done in a proper sanitary fashion.
The ordinance is expected to pass. Arnold Abbott says if it does, he'll consider suing the city over the matter. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.